studio opera. Dead and buried on the major labels, we've been told more than once, including by insiders at EMI, so what a surprise in the current economic climate to see them stumping up for a new recording of Puccini's Madame Butterfly, of all things. As if there isn't any decent cut-price competition, not least a few famous recordings in EMI's own back catalogue. But this is Angela Gheorghiu as Butterfly, reunited with conductor Antonio Pappano and with Jonas Kaufmann as Pinkerton. The two leads have never sung their roles on stage, but like Netrebko as Bellini's Juliet, we're presented with an essential dilemma. Butterfly is a 15-year-old geisha. Can we believe in her as she introduces herself to her American husband-to-be, the naval officer Pinkerton, for the first time? And the American consul Sharpless asks her age. "15 years old, the age for games," says Sharpless, "and wedding cake," says Pinkerton. Angela Gheorghiu can't really give us the innocent teenager besotted by her husband-to-be, or at least we only get occasional flashes of youth, which means that this Butterfly really comes into her own in the second act, when Puccini leaves the gentle comedy and most of the nationalistic stereotyping behind as he unfolds Butterfly's human tragedy. But as Pinkerton, Jonas Kaufmann is gloriously cast, the lustful naval hero, and the duet at the end of the first act as the newlyweds prepare for their first night together is captivating. The end of the first act of Puccini's Madame Butterfly with Angela Gheorghiu and Jonas Kaufmann looking forward to a first night of wedded bliss, aided and abetted by the surging support of Antonio Pappano and the Orchestra dell'Accademia Nazionale di Santa Cecilia. Kaufmann especially in glorious form as Pinkerton. But for Gheorghiu's best, we have to peer into the murkier depths of the second act. She comes into her own as she describes Pinkerton's departure 3 years earlier to her faithful maidservant Suzuki. Why did he fit locks to their house if he wasn't coming back? Maybe she's a touch too knowing in One Fine Day, but the moment Pinkerton's ship returns to the bay is superbly handled by Pappano, by Gheorghiu, and by the recordings Suzuki and Kaleida Skoza, who makes an excellent foil for Butterfly as they run around preparing for Pinkerton's return, emptying the garden of flowers and strewing them around the rooms. Suzuki is first to see his ship. Butterfly and Suzuki collecting all the flowers from the garden to decorate and perfume the house, ready for Pinkerton's imminent return, and Enkeleda Skoza's Suzuki is an impressive creation, all the way to the agonizing confrontation with Pinkerton and his new American wife. Pappano handles Butterfly's all-night vigil in the humming chorus with real sensitivity, and his pacing of the denouement is superb, while Gheorghiu really delivers Butterfly's soul as she realizes the truth that Pinkerton has an American wife now, and she's about to lose her child to them. She has nothing left to live for, and here she is preparing for her suicide, using the ceremonial dagger with which her father killed himself. Here Butterfly reads the inscription on her father's knife. "He dies with honour who cannot live with honour." The savagery of that unresolved final chord underpinning the lacerating ending of Puccini's Madame Butterfly. You just heard Angela Gheorghiu's new recording with Antonio Pappano underlining every last emotional wrench with the orchestra and chorus of the Accademia Nazionale di Santa Cecilia. It's the first time Gheorghiu's tackled the complete role, and her fans and many others will love it. If you think Butterfly should be every inch the diva, you'll be one of them. If you want more delicacy and innocence at times, especially in the first act, you might need an alternative. Jonas Kaufmann's Pinkerton, though, is a great performance, as is Enkeleda Shkoza's Suzuki, and Fabio Capitanucci's Sharpless completes a dramatically satisfying quartet. The ensembles are uniformly excellent. And so is this living, breathing EMI recording, their first studio opera in almost 5 years. The last? Who knows? But I'm glad it's happened. Full notes, texts and translations impeccably presented, two CDs from EMI Classics. And while you're weighing up whether or not this is a modern Butterfly you need to own, and if